Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get to all 32 here on Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan.
Before week one of the NFL season?
Whoop. Week one. I'll let you start because yours is focused in on wide receivers.
Yeah, so we're talking wide receivers, and I was looking at this across the board. Stephon Diggs was talking before the, to the media like a week ago, and he said that 2023 was the worst mental space of his NFL career. And while I understand that, and he had clearly gotten tired of being Buffalo, gotten tired of however his role was or whatever was happening there, and it'll be up, he better start realizing very quick that if he doesn't like being in Houston, it's not that every quarterback or every organization is out to get him. You're the problem, not them. Because now he's been on three organizations, including Houston. The first two, he wanted out. He wanted out of Buffalo. He wanted out of Minnesota. If you decide you want out of a third one where they want you out, it's you, not them. At some point, Stephon Diggs is going to have to look himself in the mirror and understand that if there are issues between him and a coaching staff, him and an organization, him and a quarterback, that some of this miscommunication, grievance, issue is him. It's not everybody else in the world. It's you.
Well, I think there's truth to that. I also believe that it's not going to be as problematic as everybody has made it out to be. I think at the end, he did not have a good relationship with Josh Allen. I also think in Buffalo last year was a tough year for them during the regular season until they got hot towards the end of the season. Now he's with a younger quarterback in CJ Stroud. Who knows? Maybe he relates to him better. Maybe he relates to the coaching staff better. I don't know. They're probably going to win a lot of games down in Houston this year. I don't think people should be writing off Stephon Diggs. I get the background here heading into the season, but like, I still think he's a 1,000-yard receiver this year for the Texans.
His problem though has been like throw me the ball, like sort of stuff.
And I don't think he's good enough to just be the 120 targets guy anymore.
Well, and you could argue the Texans crew is good enough where it maybe shouldn't be that way because you've got so many of those guys, including Dalton Schultz. I mean, I think if there's any problem, it'll be, hey, dude, you're not throwing me the ball enough, which is a problem that we've seen over the course of these other couple of teams. For me, Brandon Ayuk, speaking of wide receivers who had negotiation stuff, he's got his deal, but he was almost, he admitted, I don't know if you guys saw this, he admitted that he made negotiations more difficult than they should have been, as far as I'm concerned, and we've said it before, get your doing, just be ready to go. Like, get...
He did not win that negotiation.
Go get yours. You don't need to apologize for being difficult in negotiations if you feel like you're worth the money that you want. Now, the requesting the trade thing, and maybe that's a little bit pushing it, but I don't have a problem. I don't think he needs to admit that you're making stuff difficult. I mean, they're supposed to be difficult contract negotiations.
I think the argument is he just didn't win the like sometimes people win the contract negotiations and sometimes they don't. Last year, like when Chris Jones was holding out, he didn't win it. They won it in the offseason when he got himself his payday, but he didn't win the initial stare down.
Yeah, he had incentives late in the year and everything just to get close to it again. Yeah.
Ayuk didn't win that showdown.
He ended up getting the same kind of deal he was going to get anyway. He tried to use some leverage to get traded in a better deal, and then he realized the teams that were willing to come up with a trade that the Niners wanted was not something that was going to ultimately result in a trade happening. Yeah, for me, it's the rookie quarterbacks this weekend, right? And there's only two of them, unfortunately, because McCarthy's hurt, and then we know Drake May's not getting an opportunity to start week one.
Which is...
right, so it's Caleb Williams and it's Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams, that's where all the attention's at, and I'm fascinated to see what he looks like. He enters in the best situation we've ever seen for a rookie quarterback when you consider Roma Dunze and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift. I mean, those are all the weapons around him on a team that won 7 games last year. I'm skeptical about his head coach, but he's also got a good defense because of that head coach going forward, and they get the Titans in week one. This is a nice matchup, I think, for Caleb Williams to have maybe instant success, but he, to me, is going to end up being consensus, real deal, rookie of the year type of guy, but I want to watch what he does this weekend, that's for sure, and since the Chiefs played, we can red zone this thing up on Sunday. I can't wait. And then Jaden Daniels, I mean, same kind of thing. I think the bar is set lower. He's got the second best odds to win rookie of the year, but what is Dan Quinn, who's a defensive-minded head coach, Cliff Kingsbury's the OC. Cliff has had success as a coordinator, not as head coach, but as a coordinator in the NFL. So Jaden Daniels' mobility, I want to see how electrifying in an NFL game Jaden Daniels is, because I think he's going to have a couple moments.
He's got
but
the
can
weapons.
He do it? Can he do it in week one? Because they're playing the Bucks, right?
I wonder if it mirrors, go all the way back to 2012, and if these first 4, 5, 6 weeks mirror that of the 2012 NFL draft, in which Andrew Luck was the no doubt for sure number one pick. But the player who took the league by storm for half a season was RG3.
Yeah.
Because of that electric running ability and just kind of like free lane. Look, the better career still went to Andrew Luck, obviously, at the end, even though he retired early. But that year was funny because the no doubt everybody was going to take number one overall was Andrew Luck. And RG3 took the league by storm, at least for a stretch of time.
You guys aren't excited for Bo Nix's...
Forgot about it.
I was going to say...
I did. This was that was gold one. I didn't.
Did you guys see he voted as a captain?
Forgot about Bo Nix. Pretty forgettable.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean that's probably actually fits how I feel about him in the NFL.
Now you got 3 debuts to watch.
I'm watching 2 quarterbacks' debuts. The third, let me know what happens in Bo Nix. No, I did forget all about him, but
he
it really
voted
is
as a captain. So I don't know.
Okay, voted as that the captain, Drew. Most quarterbacks are captains.
Are all 32 starting quarterbacks? 31 because not Brissett. Is every starting quarterback in the NFL a captain?
Is Sam Darnold?
Yeah, probably. Who cares? Oh, man, I do not care about that. Coaches have convinced us that that matters. I just don't care.
Is like, Gardner Minshew?
Honorary captains for the coin toss. I don't
care.
True,
if you draft a quarterback in the first round, that guy better be captain.
First Denver Broncos rookie since Floyd some other name.
Huh?
Sam Darnold is a whatever. That's I saw some stat.
What?
Bo Nix is the first Broncos captain since like some dude in the 60s as a rookie.
Oh, okay.
Apparently John Elway didn't get named captain his rookie year. It doesn't matter. And yes, Sam Darnold is amongst the 8 captains for the Vikings this year. So the only one you maybe have is 8? Brissett.
8?
Maybe Brissett's not captain.
Yeah, 8 does sound like a lot.
Yeah, I just Bo Nix irrelevant. Sorry. I mean, I know he's in the division, but irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Oh, my goodness.
True. Best-case scenario for Bo Nix?
You'll be shocked to find out.
For what?
Jacoby Brissett was also voted captain of the New England Patriots. Nobody cares.
So Drake May is not. The third overall pick is not.
Yeah, but he's not starting.
He's not playing.
It's a starting quarterback. That's how it works.
Okay.
Every starting quarterback is a captain. All 32 of them.
For the year, for Sunday.
I mean, both, but I mean...
This is for the year.
For the year.
For Bo Nix, yeah, I just like there's a low ceiling on what Bo Nix is going to end up being.
I think that's fair, but I think
like Jaden Daniels has a chance. I'm not saying he will. Jaden Daniels has a chance to one day be in the top 10, top 5. Caleb Williams has a chance to be an MVP one day, win a Super Bowl. Bo Nix is not doing either.
Yeah, but he's still making his debut.
That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, I want to see the guy. I felt about Will Levis's debut.
I want to see the two quarterbacks that are explosive that could one day be one of the top 5-ish quarterbacks in football. Bo Nix never is going to be that. So, yes, Drew, I'm more focused on the other two, and no, I truly did forget about Bo Nix, like flat out, forgot about Bo Nix.
Well, he didn't mean to do it on purpose. He was just like, there's only two making debuts. There's a third, and you're like,
yeah. And you still have yet to hear Caleb Williams' competition, his new ad, in Will Levis, correct? You have not heard the
No, we have. Oh, let's hear it real quick. Can we hear Will Levis' new mayo ad?
It is in our folder.
Because I feel about Will Levis' debut as I feel about Bo Nix's. I didn't care about either. Here it is.
I have not heard this.
Mayo Innovations with Will Levis. Mayo game face, be as vicious as your buffalo chicken dip is delicious. Mayo game day, be delicious.
Mayo game day, be delicious.
It's like a two-minute ad, dude. He's doing the splits on some mayo.
Good for him. He's embracing it. And by the way, he might as well earn his money now and all that because he's not the long-term answer in Tennessee. Come on now.
He might be gone after this year.
That's what I'm saying. He's got some weapons around him. I think there's a ceiling and limitation for what Will Levis can be.
The Titans are a year behind because in a year in which you could finish dead last in the league or one of the worst teams, the pick of the litter is questionable at quarterback. I mean, there's not a Caleb Williams. There's not a Joe Burrow. There's not an Andrew Luck. There's maybe Shador, if Deion lets him go there.
Yours.
Maybe yours, which I know you don't think is a good choice, Cody.
He's grown on me a little bit, honestly. Yours looks a lot better this year. He looks polished this year.
We'll see how he looks in the big house tomorrow.
They're going to cover against Michigan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.